This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 3. Keep it simple. Our passage comes from Ecclesiastes, verse 5. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. And do not protest to the temple messenger, "My vow was a mistake." Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. Some of the best advice for giving a speech is keep it simple. Keeping it simple, according to Jesus, is good advice for prayer as well. In his teaching in Matthew 6 about prayer, Jesus advises, "Do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words." He was talking here about people who believed in false gods and thought that you needed to make a spectacle with flashy and showy prayers to get the God's attention. But the true God has no trouble hearing us, and he's attentive to all our needs. Now, this was not to say that public prayers or even lengthy prayers were a mistake. There were often prayers in public worship where a leader would speak for all of the people who prayed together at the same time. Also, there were often many things to give thanks for and to be concerned about, so it could be appropriate to pray for a long time. Jesus himself did that often. When we pray, alone or in public, the main thing is to focus all of our attention on the Lord, to whom we are praying. He made the heavens and the earth. He loves us so much that he didn't spare his only Son in rescuing us from sin and death. In a simple, heartfelt, direct way, we can share with God all of our thanks and cares. And Jesus promises that our Father will not only hear, but also answer our prayers. What could be simpler than that? Pray with me. Spirit of God, speak in us and through us as we pray to our Heavenly Father, who loves us more than we can imagine. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.